But Dad's parents, they lived about two blocks from us when I was young, and my dad's dad went on a mission when my dad was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And my dad took a running gears and team of horses, went up in Willer Creek, he'd stay overnight and bring home wood for his family. He kept his family in wood all the time his dad was on a mission.
Huh.
And that's when there was Indians up in the mountains. They're supposed to be friendly at that time, but they didn't know how friendly they were.
Yes, I've read a little of the history about that. So your grandparents lived here, and how about your great...
On my mother's side, she was a Peterson too. Mm-hmm. And my great-grandfather was Knut Peterson.
Oh.
And he was president of the Stampede Stake.
Yeah,
all the time the temple was being built for about, I can't remember, 11 or 13 years.
So are you related to Levi Peterson up in Weber State?
I don't know. There's a lot of Knut Peterson descendants now.
Yeah, that name sounds familiar. Okay.
And my granddad on my mother's side, I'll just tell you an end of the story. Do you want to hear that?
Well, sure. Let's see if that comes out here with the rest of the interview. We'll ask you a little bit more about the farm and some other stuff. But if we don't kind of get going, we'll be here until sunup.
Right. So you ask him, I'll tell him.
Okay. Yeah, let's go on now to this other stuff. So now, Knut was your...
great-grandfather on my mother's side.
Okay. And who was... and his wife was...
His wife? He was a polygamist. He had three wives. The one lived down where Nadine Nibley lives now.
In that house.
And the other two lived the two houses north, Nellie Doakes and the one north.
Oh, I've spoken... in fact, I did an interview with Nellie Doakes when I was in high school. Huh. And so, would you call her your grand...
Nellie Doak?
Yeah, would you call any of them your...
No, they're no relation to me, though. See, he went on a mission. Knut Peterson went on two or three missions back to Norway. And each time he went back, he brought a group with him back from Norway. And he married two of them. And then he had one wife that was here, so we had three wives.
So would you say, do you have anyone that you'd call grandmother? Or?
Well, I don't know exactly what you mean. I had a grandmother, but my mother's mother died in childbirth. So I didn't know her.
So, now you lived here all your life, right?
Yes, I was born right here. Out there where Wayne Peterson lives. That's where we lived. That white horse house on the corner.
Oh, okay.
When the folks died, he bought it of us.
Oh, yes. And so you were born in that house, but where were you brought up?
Well, then I bought this and when I got married, and we've lived here ever since.
But as a youngster, you were...
raised out in that and out there.
You were raised out
there. Yeah.
Now, you're a... Brent's...
Grandfather. Yeah.
And what's...
Byard?
Byard, right, yeah.
He's our son.
He's your son, yeah.
We've got three children, Lorraine and Marcia and Byard.
And which one do you think has the same features as you?
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know.